He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's September the 10th. Do you know where your leading asset classes are? Do you know where your leading sectors in the market are? Do you know where the market is? Well, here's where the market is this morning. The Dow is up 87 points. The Dow is at 15,150. You know, that's got to really be painful to the bears out there who've been bearish for the last 4.5 years and they're still bearish. Or the people that have recently turned bearish, the Dow continues to march higher. There's nothing more painful than being short in a market that keeps going higher. Luckily, I'm not short. I continue to be long this market, but I take it a day at a time and a week at a time. The S&P 500 is up 10 points right now. It's at 1682. It's just 18 points away from 1700 once again. The NASDAQ continues to forward march big time. The NASDAQ's up 17 points today. The NASDAQ is at 3,723. The 10-year yield is pushing 3%. Boy, it seems like it's just a matter of time before we get there. The 10-year yield is at 2.96%. Aren't you glad you're not in the bond market, which continues to get pounded? If you are in the bond market, it's not because of me, it's because of your guy, or your gal, or yourself that's got you in the bond market. What a pickle this bond market is right now. Oil is down 261 on the carry, Syria, Russia, who knows anymore what's going on. Trying to keep score is nuts. Oil at 106.91. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, trying to decipher events of the world can be risky business, because just when you think you've got it figured out, it goes in a completely different direction. And the market just continues to go higher here. We've had a lot happen to the market in the last 4.5 years. But it hasn't stopped the market from going higher. Eventually, however, something will come along. Slowing economy, World War III, rising interest rates, recession. Something will eventually put the nail in the coffin of this current bull market. But in the meantime, the bull market just continues to rage on. And you know what? Being in the prediction business can also be a very, very, very risky business. Just ask the doomsday newsletter writers, the doomsday prophets who've been writing their end of the bull market articles for the last 4.5 years. And now they've got so much egg on their face, they look like an omelet at IHOP. I mean, when do you admit that you're wrong? And by the time they admit that they're wrong, then they'll be wrong again, because that will be the end of the bear market. I think some people in this business are in the business of scaring folks. Fear is one of the biggest emotions that we react to, number one. It's the number one emotion that we react to, even more so than greed. Just watch how fast we can flee when we sense fear, when we become afraid of something. I've fled a few situations. You know, I've got a little bit of claustrophobia. Some of those Disneyland rides get to me. I got to get the heck out of there. Fear is a very powerful emotion. Fear of not being able to breathe. Fear of not being able to escape. Boy, I'll tell you, that sets off all kinds of floods of hormones in one's body. Anybody who has claustrophobia knows what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people that have market-a-phobia. Market-a-phobia is every time there's a little bit of turmoil going on in the world, which, you know what, is there ever a time in the world where there's not a little bit of turmoil going on? Oh, yeah, sometimes there's more turmoil than others, like right now. You know, I see people saying this is the most tumultuous times they've ever seen in the history of the world. And I suppose I could probably go along with that assessment. There's some craziness out there, as I see Boehner addressing, doing a press conference this morning. This thing is a moving target, this Syria thing. If you're trying to make your investments and gauge your portfolio off of what's going on in Syria, you're going to get whiplashed very, very quickly. Like I say, I don't have all the answers, but the answer that I turn to when times are tumultuous like this is I go to my individual holdings. I get a much better feel for where the market is at, where my holdings are at, and where my portfolios are at by looking, by visiting each one of my little holdings in my portfolios. If you go off of headline news, oh man, you're going to just absolutely drive yourself nuts. There's a lot of people that that's all they know about what is going on in the market is when they pass the newspaper machine in the morning and they see the headline. Or they watch CBS News at night and they see the headlines. Headlines are not a good way to judge or gauge the market. Headlines are meant to scare. That's why they call them headlines, especially now. There's so many teaser headlines to suck you in and to scare you or to cause greed and fear. You know, you got to be really careful of the headlines. Instead, you've got to look one step below the headlines. Whenever I see a headline, I try to get both sides of the story. Okay, the headline today, Syria to give up chemical weapons and Russia to make sure of it. Well, you know, on my way to work here, I pass a federal prison. That would be like the inmate saying, hey, guards, you can take the day off. We'll make sure nobody leaves, you know. Don't worry, we're good hands. Well, now they say the international community will make sure that they turn in all their chemical weapons. Well, who knows how many chemical weapons they have? How many bunkers underground? Maybe they've shipped them to Russia by now. Maybe Russia's got the chemical weapons. Can we really trust Russia in making sure that Syria never uses those chemical? Maybe there are chemical weapons. Who knows? I mean, this whole thing will drive you crazy, but you know what? I read both sides of it. I read the Iranian newspaper, Press TV. I read the Hezbollah newspaper. I read the Jerusalem Post. I read the Drudge Report. I read the Huffington Post. Somewhere in there, the truth can be found, but it does take a little bit of work. I think my point is beware of headlines. Because you know what? Maybe. It seems like news used to be news, but it doesn't seem like news is news anymore. You have to look at the source of the news. A headline on the Huffington Post is totally different from a headline on the Drudge Report. You know, I mean, they kind of have agendas, both of them. And then you've got, you know, your world newspapers. A headline in the Jerusalem Post is altogether different from one on the Hezbollah Press, which is Al-Akbar. It's interesting to read these various takes. You know, modern day technology allows us to go beneath the surface and to get the different opinions. You know, you can kind of tell after a while which ones are propaganda and which ones are at least trying to get to the truth. But again, the headlines can really screw you up as an investor because headlines prey on your emotions. And the worst thing to get in the way of you and your investments is emotions. Instead, I take a very rational, a very logical, a very methodical daily approach to the market. I suppose you could say it's a bottoms-up approach where I look at my individual holdings and see how they're holding up. But it's also a tops-down approach because every week in the newsletter, I look at the big picture, which I did again this past weekend. You not want to know where the big picture is in the market right now? Go to my website, pwstreet.com. Sign up for my newsletter. We go through the big picture every single Saturday. And then we drill down underneath the big picture. which is kind of like the headlines, all right? Now we got to check on those headlines. We go into the asset classes. Where are the leading asset classes? It's been stocks all year long. Has that helped me? Has that helped you? Yes, if you followed that advice. Then we go beneath the asset classes into the sectors of the market. We see that the biotechs and the pharmaceuticals and the technology and the internet stocks continue to flourish in this environment, while other areas of the market continue to flounder. You don't want flounder on your plate right now. You want flourish. Beware of the headlines. Look underneath the surface. Somewhere in there, you'll find the truth. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am strapped into my seat here today. I have my seat belt on. Things are going well. I said over the weekend, you know what? The bull market is still intact. I've been saying that now for 4.5 years. I've seen a lot of threats to the bull market come along. And there's been several times where I've thrown up the yellow flag. I even threw up the red flag not too long ago. But I stayed invested throughout it. I just became very, very cautious. And I was ready, just in case, to take action. But no action was needed as the bull market continued and it resumed. How important is it to know every week whether to have your 401k in cash or in the market? The right place to be for the last 4.5 years has been in the market. And had you had your money in your 401k in the market over the last 4.5 years, you've made a pile of money for yourself and for your family and for your retirement someday. Maybe instead of going off in a little RV with a little poodle, you'll go off in a big RV with a purebred dog to see America when you decide to hang up the old work boots at some point in time. It's important to be in the right places in the right area and to also be out of the wrong places at the wrong time. Very, very important. And, you know, I came up with my little app called Best Stocks Now. It's a giant spreadsheet is what it is that goes out and gathers data every single day and crunches that data. And it filters through the formulas that I have given to that spreadsheet. And at the end of the day, what I get is a ranking. I get a ranking of the 3,500 different investments out there, whether they be stocks, inverse funds, closed-end bond funds, gold, silver, natural resources, you name it. We measure it all against one another because it's all relative, isn't it? Isn't it all relative in the end? You want to be in the very best. And that's what the app does. And it's been a tremendous aid and guide for me in helping me guide myself and my clients through the markets, which can be very testy at times. Emotions are not a good thing. Predictions are not a good thing. People have been predicting the demise of the dollar and the gold $5,000 per ounce now for several years. Now, maybe they'll eventually be right, but you can't get too far out in front of what you think is going to happen. You've got to wait till it starts to happen. And then on a relative basis, you have to measure it. Is this the strongest thing happening in the market right now? Well, you know what? This is all very important, vital stuff. And you know, the other thing about the app, I've got to do it quickly. Man, I don't have time to research all of these patterns and cycles and past history because many times they don't repeat themselves. Look at this year. Go away in May. That was the wrong thing to do, wasn't it? I wrote several articles at that time. Should we go away in May this year? My conclusion was no. The market is still in a primary uptrend. And those that went away in May have missed another, what, 3, 4%? Well, if you've got $400,000 in your 401k, 3 or 4% is quite a bit of money. What is it, 15 grand, something like that? So anyways, you can't go by the old saws in the market or the old adages in the market. You just have to take it a day at a time, and you have to look at each one of your individual stocks daily. And even then, you're going to be wrong from time to time. That's why diversification is so important. You normally hear me crowing about having the biggest winner in the market today. Today I have the biggest loser in the market. After the close of the market last night, Neurocrine Biosciences reported bad news on one of their lead drug candidates. It's not over for them, but it was not good news, and the stock is down 30% today. And as I sort my database of 3,500 stocks, I see that Neurocrine Biosciences, by percentage loss, is the biggest loser in the market today. So here I am, Bill Gunderson, the biggest loser, right? wrong. My accounts are still up today overall. Neurocrine Biosciences is in my aggressive growth accounts. Biotech's been very good to me in 2013. As of yesterday, Neurocrine Biosciences had one of the best looking stock charts in the entire market. It had some of the best performance numbers in the entire market. It had some of the best prospects in their drug pipeline. That was when the market closed yesterday. I went off, ran some errands yesterday after the market closed. And when I came back, I saw the news. I don't like bad news on one of my stocks. But at the same time, I never put more than 3 to 4% of anybody's money in any one stock. So a 30% drop on a 30% position has a very minor impact. It's no fun. We would rather have it go the other way. We've had so many winners in the biotech arena this year. It's been just unbelievable. It's been an unbelievable year. But biotechs do carry with them an extra amount of risk than the average stock. You know, it's pretty unlikely that they're going to ban, that the FDA is going to get rid of one of Dollar Tree's main products next week, you know. But a biotech stock is at the mercy of clinical trials and how people react to those clinical trials and what the FDA does and blah, blah, blah. There's a little bit of extra risk. And that's why in my app, I label them as aggressive stocks. These are aggressive by nature. They have more risk. An aggressive stock has more risk than a conservative stock like a TJ Maxx or a Visa, which is being added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. Visa's a stock that I've written about many times. Visa's a stock that I own in my conservative accounts. It's having a good day, and NBIX is having a bad day. Even when you stack all the probabilities, as many as you possibly can, stock chart, momentum, performance, value, products, accumulation, fund sponsorship, and on and on and on, you can still come up short. Obviously, that's why it's a stock market. You know, I can't really remember, as I think back on 2013, I don't think I've had another one that was the loser of the day like this. I think this is my first one. And I've had many, many that have been the biggest winners of the day. But it points out a very important fact. There's risk in investing. And aggressive stocks carry with them more risk than the big conservative stocks do. But if you spread that risk around, you know, you've just increased your probabilities and you're going to be right, in my opinion, more often than you're wrong. And that's going to lead to good returns over the year. So not the end of the world. Disappointing, yes. But we go on. We'll find another one. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort. Guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the third segment, the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've talked about so far, beware of headlines in the market, because headlines can really screw up your head big time. They can prey on your emotions, and you have to be very careful of that. You know, over the years, I've said this many times, I've dealt with a lot of different people in my business, a lot of different personalities, and I'm just here to say that the worst personality for the market is the nervous Nelly. the person who reacts to every single headline, who wants to know, Bill, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's your plan? You know what? My plan never changes. I go through my holdings every single day and I act accordingly. And I let the results speak for themselves. If you want to worry every single day about the headlines in the market, here's my advice to you. Don't be in the markets. They're not good for you. They'll ruin your health. It'll make you absolutely crazy. Is it worth it? You're taking years off your life every time you react to a headline and fret and down some Pepto-Bismol wondering about your 401k or your IRA account. I know there's people out there that are in and out with their 401k funds on a continual basis. They think they can outsmart the market. But in the end, the market is always right. And it's not good to be on the wrong side of the market. Missed opportunity is a bad thing. You've had 4.5 years of opportunity. Have you taken advantage of it? Have you been in the market for the last 4.5 years? Have you been whipsawed in and out every time there's a headline? Yeah, yes, one of these headlines, one of these days, will bring this raging bull to a screeching halt. But until that happens, until the signs are there, until the individual stocks start to crumble, you have to take advantage of opportunity when opportunity presents itself. I use the comparison to crops. You know, you have to make hay while the sun shines. I have a daughter-in-law or a stepdaughter up in college in Idaho. It's potato harvest time. And the guy she's dating, he's not around right now. He's harvesting potatoes. He's making French fries while the sun shines. He's making money so he can pay for his college tuition. You have to do the same thing in the market. And you know what's going to eventually happen up in Idaho? Just as sure as I'm sitting here, storms are going to come. Snow's going to come. Frost, freezes, blizzards. The harvest is over. And then it's time to store your potatoes down in the basement and live off of your potatoes, right? Well, the stock market on a bigger scale is like that. The stock market goes through seasons. Some people think that the seasons are predictable. Oh, go away in May and you'll be fine. Well, you know what? Every year is unique. Every day is unique. Every market is unique. Every sector is unique. I don't see cycles and patterns repeating themselves. I don't think you can set your clock like you can with the snows of Idaho and the potato harvest. I don't think you can set your clock on the stock market like that. I don't think it's as predictable and as reliable. So that's all you can do is put the probabilities in your favor and let the potato chips fall where they may. Okay, I want to talk about a stock here that I've talked about many, many times in the market. And I'll go back and I'll tweet, remind people of articles I've written about this stock. What a successful stock that it's been over the years. And someone else must think it's been a successful company because it's being added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. You know, you don't just get to be one of the 30 stocks. Nike's also being added. And I believe Goldman Sachs. Yeah, Goldman Sachs is the third one. So, you know, are those industrial companies? Well, the industrial average tries to encompass the tech sector, the transportation sector, the energy sector, of course, the financial sector now here with Visa and with Goldman Sachs, and, of course, a little bit of the retail and consumer. We got Walmart in there. Now we've got Nike. Isn't that crazy? Nike is a Dow Jones industrial average stock. I can remember when I got my first pair of Nikes many years ago from that Beaverton, Oregon company. Well, let's take a look at why Visa has been chosen, has been crowned, has been anointed to be a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Sometimes they say that's a curse. You know, Microsoft hasn't done so good since they've been in there. Cisco hasn't done so good since they've been in there. They're kind of like stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. maybe I need to be really careful now with my Visa stock, now that it's in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Visa, symbol is V. Congratulations to San Francisco. They now have a Dow Jones Industrial Average. So I believe they have another one. Wells Fargo used to be, or Bank of America. Was Wells Fargo's a San Francisco company, I believe. Anyways, Visa is a $115 billion market cap company. It's a large cap. That's why it's been put into the Dow. Not all large caps make it into the Dow, but you have to be a large cap to go into the Dow. I have it as a conservative risk profile. This is not a Neurocrine Biosciences, an aggressive biotech stock. This is a $115 billion company that came public in 2008 at $45 a share, and today it's $182 per share. It pays a little tiny dividend. It pays a dividend yield of about 0.7%, about what you'd get on a one-year CD right now. I would rather own Visa stock than a one-year CD, but that's just me. All right, let's take a look at the performance of Visa over the years. Over the last 5 years, Visa does not have a 10-year record yet because it came public in 2008. But over the last 5 years, Visa has run circles around the S&P 500. Visa has delivered 22% per year on average, while the market's delivered 6.4% per year. Over the last 3 years, Visa's been averaging 40% per year. And we have the market averaging 14.8%. So Visa has almost tripled the returns of the market over the last 3 to 5 years. Over the last 12 months, and I own Visa in my conservative growth accounts, I wouldn't own it in an aggressive growth account. This isn't one that has the potential to double next week. You know, it's just kind of a good company that continues to plow along, which there's nothing wrong with that. Over the last 12 months, Visa's up 38%, while the market's only up 16%. It's more than doubled the returns of the market. The performance is there, at least for now. About valuation, however. And when I write my articles on Visa, these are the subjects that I write about. I write about the performance of the stock, and I write about the valuation of the stock. I'm one of those characters that is not a pure value investor, and I'm not a pure momentum investor. I like to combine them both into one nice, tidy little package, like a Reese's peanut butter cup. All right, the valuation on Visa. Visa is currently trading at 20 times forward earnings. That sounds a little bit rich. But Visa has been growing over the last 5 years by almost 30% per year. So it's still trading at a discount to its past growth rate. Visa is expected to grow by 18.6% per year over the next 5 years. So it's trading at a PEG ratio of 1.08. That's not an outrageous valuation. And it's not the cheapest stock in the world either. But when I carry out Visa's earnings estimates over the next 5 years, and when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a credit card company, a company that provides global payment solutions in support of the credit and debit payment programs of financial institutions, I come up with a valuation of $355 per share. The stock is currently trading at 182. Now, there's a lot that can happen between now and then, obviously. Today's got to be a feather in the cap of Visa as it gets added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They got to be high-fiving over there in San Francisco at the headquarters of Visa that they've been chosen to be in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's a stock that I currently own. It has the performance that I like. It has the valuation that I require. And lastly is that all-important stock chart. You know, Visa's had a very dull chart here recently, but not dull enough for me to sell it. And now we've got it perking up once again. So the one-year stock chart on Visa, not too bad. Not great, but okay. Visa, currently a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. That's the whole key to it all, isn't it? Being in the right place, but not at the wrong time. Being in the right place at the right time. And, you know, it's not as easy as it seems. This has been a year, 2013. If you weren't invested in U.S. stocks, the majority of your portfolio, not a little bit, the vast majority of your portfolio, if you weren't invested in U.S. stocks, more particularly mid and small cap stocks, you've just had a so-so year. Because if you've had exposure to the bond market, that's pretty much wiped out your stock market gains. And if you've had exposure to the international and emerging markets, that's pretty much wiped out your gains here at home. And if you've had the big chunk of your money in gold and silver, that's wiped out your gains in the stock market. It's been a year where the right place at the right time has been the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500, more particularly the S&P 600, which is the small cap index, the S&P 400, which is the mid cap index, and the NASDAQ 100. Those are the three kingpins this year in the stock market. Now, eventually it's going to change, and you're going to have to change with it. Do you have the tools necessary to know when the winds of change are blowing in the market? You know, it's almost as important to stay in. When the wind is blowing in one direction, ride that wind for all it's worth. Don't try to predict where the wind is going to go next. Let's wait for confirmation. Let's wait for evidence. Let's wait for facts that we can weigh every week, that we can see where the wind is starting to change. Because if you don't flow with it, you're going to get crushed. You're going to get run over. You're going to get bulldozered in the market. Now, I thought it would be a good thing to just kind of go over a few of the frequently asked questions that I get. Because there are some people out there that hear what I have to say, and they say, hey, I think I want this guy managing my money. He sounds like he's on top of things. He sounds like he doesn't do things the same old way that the rest of the industry does it. He doesn't spread my assets all over hex half acre and hope that I won't lose too much and I won't make too much. And over time, he can just keep collecting his fees and he doesn't have to do anything. He only has to manage my money once a year. He doesn't do that. He's there every single day doing this show. And when he gets done, he's managing the money that I've given him to manage. I hired a money manager, not an asset allocator. So if, you know, we've had a lot of new money. We always have money flowing into Gunderson Capital Management. Number one, people ask me, how do I know you're not a Madoff? Well, you know, people wrote the checks. When people opened an account with Bernie Madoff, they made the check out to him. Paid to the order of Bernard Madoff, $5.5 million. They made the check out to him. He was the custodian of the account. That should have been clue number one, and it should have been clue number one to the SEC that was monitoring such a monster. In my case, you make the check out to ScottTrade. ScottTrade is a huge discount broker headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. They're privately held. I chose ScottTrade when I started my company. I interviewed all of them. Schwab, I interviewed Fidelity, I interviewed Ameritrade, and I chose ScottTrade. And I have no regrets whatsoever with choosing ScottTrade. They've been very good to me over the years. They take care of problems immediately. They're reliable. Their technology is good. I'm happy with them. At some point in time, I may start a second a relationship with a Schwab or a Fidelity. But for now, all my accounts are held at Scottrade. You say, well, my account's at Fidelity. How can I use you, Gunderson? Well, you know what? You just transfer. There's no taxable consequences if you have an IRA. You transfer your IRA to another custodian, i.e. from Schwab to Scottrade. There's no taxable consequences. You just have a different custodian. There's just a different name on the statement that you get every month. Instead of saying Schwab, it'll say Scottrade. They have the same insurance. They have the same, SEIC insurance, SIPC, and all that kind of stuff. So your account is at Scottrade. Once it's at Scottrade, I can see your account and what's in it. I can't say, clean that account out, make a check to Gunderson, I'm off to the Bermuda Islands with it. No, they're the safekeeper. They're the custodian of the account. But I have the authority to see what's in it. And I have the authority, once you sign a management agreement with me, to get rid of what I don't like, to clean it up, to pick the weeds out. Then I got to till the ground a little bit, dig it up, get some fertilizer in there, water it, get some good stuff in there over time. And that's another frequently asked question. Do you just throw my money into one of your models day one? No. Yesterday I found one or two that I liked, and I added them. Anybody who had available cash, I added them to their portfolios. And over time, your portfolio will get stocked like a trout pond with good thriving fish, or like a tomato patch with big heirloom tomatoes, hopefully, that really serve us well at some point in time with some of that balsamic vinegar, sea salt, and a little olive oil. Is there anything better than that in life? Not that I can think of. Maybe fresh fish. Fresh tuna from the ocean caught that day is pretty good too. But I trickle you into the market. You can see everything that I'm doing. You can go onto their website, scottrade.com. Oh, I see Gunderson bought me some Visa today. And then tomorrow you say, look, he added another one here. You get a statement every month from Scottrade. Or you can download and print your statement. You can see your account on your iPhone, your smartphone at lunchtime. You can see how your account's doing today. What Gunderson bought, what Gunderson sold. And, you know, as far as communication with Gunderson Capital Management, you know, I can't personally talk to everybody, but I try really hard. And if you can't talk to me, you talk to one of my assistants. But I manage the money. I don't have five or six or seven guys here managing everybody's. I do the ultimate decisions, make the buys and the sells. I'm the money manager at Gunderson Capital Management. My assistants, what their job is to keep me managing money. They take care of anything that doesn't involve managing money for the most part, because they know that's what Gunderson does best, and they need to leave me alone so that I can manage money, and they handle all of the other issues out there. We have a really good crew that will take good care of you here at Gunderson Capital Management. So anyways, you know, if you'd want more information on moving existing accounts to Gunderson Capital Management or opening an account with Gunderson Capital Management, you can give us a call.
A solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.